37 years ago, a man in Rochester wrote a personal ad that led him to his wife. WXXI's Veronica Volk tells his story.
Before Tinder, Grindr, Hinge, and Bumble, before eHarmony, Facebook Dating, OkCupid, Match, JDate, Christian Mingle, Plenty of Fish, and FarmersOnly.com, there was the personal ad. If you like piña coladas, getting caught in the rain. Kate Stathis is the circulation manager and calendar editor of City Newspaper. She says there was a time when the paper was full of personal ads.
Yes, and they're great. That's just such a great read.
Some are simple, some are outrageous.
I love heavy men. That's in bold.
The bigger the better. So if you're truly rotund and would like to share fun and companionship with an attractive 30-year-old lady who's in no danger of being blown away by the wind, drop a line.
We don't know how many of these turned out to be successful, but we do know it's at least one.
Single Jewish male, 28, who enjoys life and having fun, but also takes life seriously.
That's Jerry Ellman. He published that ad in March of 1983.
In the regular, back then, bar scene and social scene, I wasn't connecting with people that I was really interested in.
He's not sure exactly how many responses he got, but only one of them mattered. It was handwritten in blue ink on Ziggy stationery.
Dear unknown, well, I never thought I would be answering one of these ads, but yours caught my eye because of the similarities between us. My name
That's
is
Janet, Jerry's wife. Back when she responded to the ad, she was 23 and had just moved to Rochester.
Because my sister, who's older than me, lived up here. And, you know, I had talked to her about it. I was like, oh, I don't know a lot of people. Maybe I should, you know, answer one of these ads. And she's like, no.
But of course, she did. Jerry called Janet on St. Patrick's Day. By May, they were engaged. 37 years, two kids, and many dogs later, they have no regrets.
It was like a whirlwind, and it all just happened, and it all worked out. You know,
I mean, we've always kind of said to each other, you know, it was meant to be.
Right now, in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, everyone is working to make connections with people in a disconnected time, and it can feel kind of hopeless and lonely. But Jerry and Janet's story is inspirational, and Kate said talking to them was like reconnecting with old friends.
They both seemed familiar to me. They reminded me of people I know, so I felt immediately at home, you know, like we were at the dining room table.
Kate helped Jerry locate the ad that started it all, and she says this whole thing might not have happened in a more normal world.
Maybe with not so much indoor downtime, you know, someone might not be looking back to, you know, catch up on archiving their life. And then I, you know, in any other day, would just hand over the pages to look through.
Yeah, and most people are completely isolated. You're out here making friends with strangers. Like, how did that happen?
That is true. That, you know, that's a good point. Yeah, that feels pretty good.
Jerry keeps Janet's original letter in a drawer in his desk in their home on Honeyoy Lake, and it has now been reunited with Jerry's original ad.
You know, something I felt shouldn't be lost forever.
Veronica Volk, WXXI News.